The passage of Prop 30 helped the Cal State system dodge a bullet and should offer some immediate relief for students. In fact, at next week's Board of Trustees meeting, Cal State will consider giving a $249 refund to make up for prior tuition increases. But at the same time, at that meeting, trustees will also consider a new round of fees to encourage students to graduate in 4 years. Michael Uhlenkamp directs media relations for Cal State University System, joining us now live. So, Michael, let's see if I've got this right. Cal State giveth and it taketh away.
Well, actually, the tuition rollback is that's taking place already. So students are going to now be paying the 2011 level of tuition, and will be returning the extra part of that tuition that they were charged in the fall, so they can look to receive that immediately. In regards to the proposal at next week's meeting, this is going to hopefully change student behavior, so that it's going to allow for access for thousands of new students and help those current students get the courses they need.
But on the other hand, wasn't that also part of the deal of just trying to get around some of the financial issues that the system was facing? And now with Prop 30, you will perhaps not have those issues.
Well, I wouldn't say that. We're still $1 billion less down in the hole in terms of our budget from 2007-2008. This fee proposal doesn't generate funds for us in anything close to that. As a matter of fact, once we change that behavior, we're not going to receive any kind of revenue from it at all. But again, the idea is that it's going to allow access for new students. We're going to be able to better serve our students.
Well, let me ask you then, if you're still $1 billion in the hole, does Prop 30 help you close that hole in a meaningful way that would keep you from raising fees and tuition down the road?
It is our hope that it does that down the road.
Well, hope is one thing. What's the reality?
Well, there's nothing in the proposition that actually gives us money.
Wasn't part of the idea, however, that it would help you in some way.
Well, we dodged a $250 million budget cut, so obviously that helped us.
But on the other hand, you're still facing the reality of a big, deep hole.
Absolutely. We're still, $1 billion in the hole, so it's our hope that this is the beginning of the reinvestment. We will see $125 million in 2013-14. That's why we're rolling our tuition back, and we're hoping that that's the beginning of the reinvestment in public higher education in California.
All right. Hard times by Cal State and other universities around California as well, those that are state-funded, and we'll continue to follow that for you here on KNX. That's Michael Uhlenkamp with us live from Cal State.